Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Tisha Edwards, who's director of the Mayor's Office of Children and Family Success. And Tisha's here today to talk to us about the various things that the office is doing to help Baltimore families and Baltimore kids, including addiction prevention, energy assistance, food, housing stability, all kinds of things. So, Tisha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are, and that's a great thing because we're taxpayers. And I know that you're getting a lot of stuff done, and that's wonderful. And we're glad to highlight it. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar with the office, could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Bill, we are an actual new office in city government. We were created in summer 2019. I call it the summer before COVID. The primary focus of our agency, as you have said so eloquently, is to support children and families in our city. We've never had an agency, a city agency, whose primary and only job is to position children and families for success. Mm. And so we're a young agency, we're a small but mighty agency, and we're doing a lot of really great work with a complete focus every single day on children and families in our city.
That's wonderful. It's long overdue.
I think so.
What's the contact information for the office?
So we have a great website, Bill, that folks can go to just learn about all the great work we're doing. That website is www.bemorechildren.com. Again, that's www.bemorechildren.com. And folks can also reach us by phone, 410-545-1938. Again, 410-545-1938. And finally, people can always email us. Our email address is childrenandfamilysuccess@baltimorecity.gov. Again, that's childrenandfamilysuccess@baltimorecity.gov.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You referred to it a little bit about the COVID emergency. That makes your job a little bit more difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's not something we initially planned for, Bill, but I'm so glad that this agency was here when COVID hit our country and our state and our city. And so we, over the last year, since March of 2020, we have been very, very focused on supporting children and families through the pandemic. You know, our agency is responsible for eviction prevention. We have been provided over $40 million in city, state, and federal resources to help people keep people in their homes. We know that many, many people have lost jobs and that COVID has really hurt them in terms of their ability to pay their rent, and so we're here to help with that. We also lead the city's food strategy, and so we have been working on our emergency food response since March. We've provided 8.3 million meals, Bill, to children and families all across the center, the city, our rec centers, our schools, and our community partners. So you're right. We have been very, very busy trying to step in to support families during this very important time.
Yeah, 8.3 million meals. That speaks to the incredible need out there, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Bill, what's so challenging, is that Baltimore was already a city with high levels of concentrated poverty before COVID. Yeah. COVID has decimated our economy. And many, many families who've never had to seek public assistance ever have lost their jobs. They were in small businesses, restaurants, working in hotels, working in the service industry. And many, many of those families have now found themselves needing assistance to keep food on the table every day. And so we're very honored and grateful that we are here to help fill that very important need.
Great. Let's talk about what folks can do in terms of some of these needs. You mentioned first, of course, eviction prevention.
Yeah.
What can someone do if they're facing eviction?
So they just need to reach out to us. And Bill, what I really want to convey is I know how hard it is to ask for help.
Yeah,
I know that many, many people, again, never thought that they would have to turn to the government to help them. But that's why we're here, and we have the resources. And so if anyone is having problems paying their rent and they need some support, we have an eviction prevention program. They can go to our website to get all the details. Again, that's bemorechildren.com/eviction-prevention. But if you go to our website, you can see it. It has all the details. You can apply online. You can have an application mailed to you, or you can call our centers and our community action partnership centers. We have folks available to answer the phone and help you through the process.
And you folks have already gotten a good reputation for having people that understand the problems and as you said, and how odd it is for some folks and how difficult it is for some folks to ask for help.
That's right. We have people on standby who've been trained to show compassion and sensitivity to this situation. COVID has impacted everyone. There's no shame in asking for assistance. And so our staff is on the ready to support folks in Baltimore who need it.
Amen. Amen. You mentioned, of course, the 8.3 million meals.
Yes.
What would you say to folks that are having a tough time putting food on the table?
So this is something, unfortunately, Bill, you've seen it. This is an issue that's happening across the country, and it's really disappointing that in this country we have so many people who are food insecure. This is a national situation. And again, we want to let people know that we have resources readily available to them. Our rec centers are open and serving as food sites. Our schools are food sites. And then we have more than 100 community-based organizations in neighborhoods who are also providing meals. They're providing produce boxes. They're providing mixed food boxes. Again, all of that information is readily available on our website. If you just say what part of town you live in, east, west, southern, northwest, you can find any of the sites that you might need based on your location on our website.
Yes, yeah, so folks don't have to go very far.
No, that's the point. We want to make these resources readily available.
Yeah, that's critically important because so many folks don't have the cars and certainly don't have even money for public transportation at this point.
That's exactly right. So part of the work we've been doing over the last year, Bill, has been to reduce barriers to access. Our job is to make it as easy as possible. Our job is to make sure that people are treated with dignity and respect. And our job is to make sure that if someone says that they need help, that we're here to answer the call. So that's what we've been working on every single day since March of last year.
And I know that you also, I guess, provide it as well as water with that food, too.
Yeah. We provide a full range of resources. And some of our sites, we're providing COVID kits, you know, masks, sanitizer. With our eviction prevention program, we can also qualify you for energy assistance. I know lots of people are worried about their BGE bill being turned out, so we have resources for that, and water bill assistance. So we've got it all covered, Bill.
Great, because I know that the spike in the water bills has hit everybody bad.
Yes. Agreed, including me.
I empathize. Me too.
These are real issues, and as you said, it's everybody's been impacted. And the good news, though, is that the city has done a very good job and committed to providing the resources. And so I'm glad that you're giving us this opportunity to make sure everyone knows that we're here.
My pleasure. My honor. I want to also get you to highlight some of the things, and I know you're doing so many things in so many different areas. There are a lot of kids are home now. And, you know, my mother used to say, idle hands make, and you know what that means. I know that you folks have a number of different programs for the youth and for keeping, not only for keeping them out of trouble, but for helping them develop more. And as the title of the organization says, to be a success.
So you're absolutely right, Bill. I think that's really one of the most challenging issues that we face with COVID, that too many kids are not in school. Unfortunately, distance learning has been a real struggle for children. Yeah. And a lot of times they do have idle minds, and they are not as engaged, particularly during the day, as we would like. One of the things that we're working on, and I know this is something that many people know about and have seen in Baltimore, is we're really trying to address the squeegeeing that you see sometimes on the corners. That has really grown as a result of the pandemic.
That it has.
Kids are not in school, and they need money to eat, to pay the rent. And so we are working with those young people. We have an outreach team that goes out to those corners, introducing them to job opportunities, trying to get them to get back in school. This is a hard, hard issue for Baltimore, and we've had some great success stories. We've had lots of young men that we were able to get through high school graduation last year.
Wow, that's wonderful.
We actually have a group of young men who are interviewing today for jobs with DPW, with the water department in the city. So we know that this is not good for kids. We know that we need to get them off those corners, and we know that we need to get them into sustainable jobs and re-engaged in school. So that's also one of the big things that we're working on.
Yeah. And what would you say for parents that need that help? Go to the website.
Go to the website, call us, because it's not just what we do. The great thing about our office, Bill, is that we're really connected to partners across the city. Yeah. You know, if you've ever heard someone say it takes a village, this is that moment in time where not one person, not one city agency, not one church, not one organization can do it all. But what we do really, really well is connect the dots and connect people to opportunities and to partners. So, yes, people should go to our website, www.bemorechildren.com, or they can email us and tell us what they need help with. And if we don't have the answer, we absolutely have partners, and that email address is childrenandfamilysuccess@baltimorecity.gov. Again, that's childrenandfamilysuccess@baltimorecity.gov.
And once again, I'll underline, because I know you have and you will, that there is a sympathetic person on the end of that line. A sympathetic person is going to pick up that email and read that email and do something about it.
We absolutely will. That is our first and foremost commitment, is to treat everyone with respect and dignity and to be there when people need us.
Amen. We're just about out of time. What can our listeners do to help? Do you need volunteers?
So, you know, what I would love is for people to get involved. Bill, we just released our Baltimore's Children's Cabinet Action Plan. This is a strategic plan for supporting children, all of Baltimore's children. We have way too many kids who are really having to face unacceptable odds in education, homelessness, food insecurity. And so we released our strategic plan last year. It lays out our priorities. It outlines what we're going to do to address these challenges. And I would love for your listeners to go to look at that document and find ways to help us solve the problem. Again, it's going to take a village. We cannot do this alone. And so I would love to encourage your listeners to look at that action plan, to help us with that, to rally it, and to know that we are here to make a difference for children and families.
And unfortunately, we're out of time now. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely. Our website is bemorechildren.com. Again, www.bemorechildren.com, and our email address is childrenandfamilysuccess@baltimorecity.gov. childrenandfamilysuccess@baltimorecity.gov.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It has been my pleasure.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Tisha Edwards, who is director of the Mayor's Office of Children and Family Success, for being our guest today. Thank you so much, Tisha.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And if you're living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.